Okay, moving on to slide 42. Now, slide 42, he's highlighting on the slide items, they're hard to read on the slide. He's highlighting items 4, 5, and 6 in particular, doing the vehicle safety inspection, but in particular, starting the ICS 214. I think if we ever do change our activation checklist, we need to move the 214 up to SAL 1. And for those who are listening on tape, there is a handout which is referred to as slide 28 and 42. Slide 43, let's just move on. Slide 43. Now, there's an example here of header information being provided, the first three lines. At what level might we be when we log, when we fill that in?
SAL 1.
I would say SAL 1. Now, it appears that the entries down below in activity log from 0700 through 0745, he's transitioning through from SAL 1 through SAL 2. And he's doing his VSI, yeah. So again, those are notification tasks derived from the steno pad. Okay, 44. Again, now we're jumping to mobilization. Now mobilization, we jumped right over activation. But here he's talking about mobilization, which is what SAL levels, possibly?
4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, 4, 5, and 6. Mobilization, or we had captured, and now we are entering the authorization codes and by whom, and where to report, and travel net, and talk-in frequencies, all of that. VSI information, if we hadn't already completed it, departure from home unit, and so forth. More interesting slide is number 45. Okay, the activation, that was... Well, first of all, if we look at slide 45, there are lines called notified by, method notified, what the organization is that notified us, and the callback information. That's a SAL what?
One.
Yeah, I would say SAL 1. And then the first two lines where there's a little activation box and a mobilization box, at what SAL level would we be probably filling in that activation line?
3.
Right. And when would we do full the next line? I gave it away. 4. and then looking down, it's really hard to ferret out when these various things are entered. But down below, for example, there's the name of the incident and the location. Staging area was Great Park, and who to report to. That's interesting. I said that would be filled in as a SAL 1. You agree?
You're saying Section B?
Yeah, Section B. Would that be filled in at SAL 1? I have it written here as SAL 1, but do you agree with me?
No. I'd say SAL 4. when they tell you to leave is when you're going to know where you're going to go to.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was wrong on my notes here. It is a SAL 4 because note there's an M code or mobilization code. And if you look at our crib sheet for the mobilization, we get our M code on SAL 4. Obtain M code. Implement activation checklist in all previous levels and so forth. Okay, down in the section, it was A, B, C, D, the D, communications information, there's two lines, one dealing with the resource A, net, and a travel A, net. When would the resource information be logged at what SAL level?
SAL 1.
I agree.
The resource never bear a primary frequency anyway.
Yeah.
So we would already know what that was going to be.
Well, yeah.
It would be SAL 1.
Yeah, it would be a SAL 1. Well, when we actually, when it's official that we talk on our on the resource net.
We could talk as ARIES and not be activated by the city yet.
Well, that's true. But one way, whether it's ARIES or RACES, when we actually communicate, okay, that's probably, which would be a SAL 1, is probably when we log that. Unless we want to cheat and have something filled in on all these forms so we don't have so much to fill in at incident time.
If we're doing mutual aid, it could be totally different. So.
Well, that's a good point. We might, yeah, the resource net might be for Tri-Cities.
But we would get notified on our primary frequency.
That's
We're not going to listen to theirs.
Actually, that's a good point because, again, in thinking back to that exercise we had, the resource nets were activated for Laguna Niguel ACS, Tri-City RACES, and Mission Viejo separately. We all did a roll call. And then the results, Charlie took that information to Wayne, and that was the, and they compiled the final list of all of the people participating in the incident for that Saturday morning. So, yeah.
But we were still mobilized on our own unit primary frequencies, right?
Yeah, we would still be. So you're right, we could fill in the resource net based on what's the term he uses for our
organizational
autonomy. Based on that, we would be using our own resource net frequency.
Unless repeaters were down.
Yeah. So. So I guess we conclude that we can't fill out anything
we're
in advance.
Not gonna save much.
We're not going to save much. What about the next line, the travel net frequency? At what time would we fill that in?
SAL 4.
Yep, I agree.
Well, wait a second. Can we be told the frequency at SAL 3? We just not given authorization to actually go out and leave our homes?
Yes.
We could know the frequency ahead of time, but then wait for SAL 4 for the mobilization code.
Well, but there could be several travel nets. See, we don't know. We're making an assumption that there's only one, but there could be several.
Okay.
You know, we could be traveling to the EOC, or we could be traveling to
an
alternate location, like the community center. And maybe that, now, in our organization, we don't have enough manpower to have more than one net going, but maybe someday. Okay, beat that one enough, I think. Going on to slide 46. Oh, now we have some more fun with entries that Wayne provided. Now, it looks like, remember, we covered already from 0700 to 0745. Those were SAL 1, SAL 2 entries. From 0805, very clearly, is it giving examples of when he got notified of, went from Sal 2 to Sal 3 via resource net control, and then 55 minutes later he was immobilized from 3 to 4 and got an M code. Then you start to say something, Jay?
He skipped a bunch. He went from cell 4 to cell R. He didn't fill in 5 and 6 in this slide, or slide 46.
Yeah, good point. I guess that's possible. Slide cell 4. Well, he was staged. Okay.
Okay.
How could that happen?
Well,
how could he
staged,
go?
Staged and not needed, they were sent home.
Exactly. So that's what he's doing here. Yeah, that's a good point. So he went to cell 4 and then he wasn't needed, so they sent him home.
Now, comment. So on slide 46, he was sent home. However, he would have turned in this 214 before he left.
True.
And then started a new 214 on his way home, and once he gets home, he adjusts down his arrival time, and then takes that last 214 to his home unit leader at a later date.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because he would have to turn in, well, maybe, but again, who's his direct report? His direct report, I presume, is the home unit.
Okay, in that case, then,
so he would turn it in when he got home to the home unit.
Unless, aren't they going to want you to turn one in before they let you leave?
Well, okay. Actually, okay, a good point, because his staging area was the Great Park. At 0900, he was staged at the Great Park. And he arrived staging area at 045. Okay, staging area, Great Park. Per TravelNet, no staging available. Okay. And then sell our TravelNet to home unit.
So
apparently in this case, they didn't. Well, we don't know. The truth is, we don't know whether he should have or did turn in a 214. It sounds like, from everything we've said, you're right. He should have turned it in at the staging area before he left, and then initiated an additional 214 to document the trip home.
Right.
And again, constantly observing what's going on around him, just in case there's something, some residual problem from the incident. Okay, well, moving on. Slide 47. It talks a little bit about the TravelNet operations things that should be on a 214. Now this suggests to me, when we're a TravelNet control station, we should have a CINOPAD next to us at all times. And remember last night when I did the QuakeNet, I still think a CINOPAD would have been handy to jot down whatever needed to be jotted down, and then ultimately put on the form.
And that would be. Going to slide 47, you wouldn't put in all the normal beginning, ending mileage, and that stuff.
No.
But anything that somebody reports to you as a TravelNet control station, anything unusual,
yeah,
then you jot that in the standpoint, and that would come over to the 214.
Yeah. Yeah. But for example, he's showing accidents, injuries, ice staging period, in case of emergency. I always had to look. Thank you, Jay, for your glossary of terms, because I this afternoon I went back and grabbed that to figure out what ice was again. But anyway, staging periods,